The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 4. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that even the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, and they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to see your kingdom flourish, to have faith in you. In your name we pray, amen. When we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. That's what Paul writes in 2 Corinthians. This is because we are more than our bodies. There's nothing wrong at all with loving yourself, which should include your body. There is nothing wrong with thinking of yourself as beautiful. Narcissism, or an obsession with ourselves, is a problem when we forget about the beauty that is beyond and outside of us. We are never completely at home in our bodies because we are more than our bodies. We have a soul. Our soul is imprinted on our body and our mind. Paul says we walk by faith and not by sight, because faith is believing that the world and God are good. It is not enough or even that significant to believe or not believe in God. What really matters is to believe that God is good. Or, if you are very scientifically inclined, faith is still possible. Faith is believing that nature, the laws of nature, are good. Paul says that we should prefer to be with the Lord than in our bodies. We have to be really careful with this. We're not saying that we should neglect or mistreat our bodies, but that our body can never really be fully healthy. We can never really be at home until everyone is at home, safe and secure. So we prefer the well-being of all. And in certain circumstances, we do give our lives. Ezekiel says that God will take a sprig off of a very tall tree and plant it on a faraway mountain, so that it starts to grow. This seems very unlikely to me. If you cut a limb off of a tree, it will probably die. Think about Christmas trees. We cut them, we put them in water, they don't sprout roots and start to grow. They last for a while and then they're gone. So, what is Ezekiel talking about here? Presumably, what Ezekiel means is about a transfer of leadership. God will bring a ruler from an unlikely place, lift that person up to take charge and make things good in a new place. I'm afraid that we expect too much out of leaders. We think that our well-being depends on the right person coming to the rescue. What we find from studying history is that the so-called great leaders often have unrecognized help all around them. Not just help, but phenomenal talent. that make things happen. Take, for example, Martin Luther King Jr. First of all, it has to be said that he is without doubt the greatest preacher in the history of the United States. Not just a preacher, but a pastor to the whole country. Now, when we look closely at what he did, we find that there were phenomenal thinkers and doers all around him making things possible. This past week, one such man died, the Reverend Dr. James Lawson. King called Dr. Lawson the lead strategist and theorist of nonviolent resistance. That means that Lawson was helping King to formulate the civil rights movement. Dr. Lawson was a pastor emeritus at Holman United Methodist Church right here in Los Angeles. And several members of our church have gone to his workshops and heard his teaching. His death is a huge loss. One of the methodologies used by King and Lawson was to build power with local organizing work done by students. This was dramatized in the movie Selma about Martin Luther King, where we meet the young John Lewis. Before he was a politician, he was a student, part of SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And they had already been doing tireless work in their community, organizing people, bringing them together. And it was only because of their diligent work at the local level that MLK was able to come in and then generate a more national movement. But it wouldn't have been possible without the work of local groups. So everybody is needed. Local organizing and then gargantuan talent in people like MLK. So this is what Ezekiel means when he says that God will cut a branch off of a mighty tree and move it over and plant it on a different mountain. We need each other. We need new ideas and visitors to come and open our eyes to see things in a new way. Jesus picks up on the same idea when he talks about the parable of the mustard seed. He is doing this on purpose. He's making a contrast between a mighty cedar growing tall and wide and a mustard shrub. He's being ironic. He's saying the smallest of all trees creates the greatest of all shrubs, mustard. Mustard grows in small shrubs and it spreads. So Jesus is making a contrast between the kingdom of God being a mighty cedar and God and the kingdom of God being shrubs that spread. You know, after a wildfire, when the mighty trees burn and die, the first thing to grow are the shrubs. They're the first that can grow and begin to rebuild a habitat. And it's then in the shade of the shrubs that the baby trees can begin to grow. An ecosystem builds on each of the plants working together. This is what the kingdom of God is like, says Jesus. Each of us is a leader. Each of us is called to be a minister and a pastor and a deacon in our families, in our neighborhoods. We are called to be a place of shelter, creating shade where new trees can grow and birds can find shelter. We can be assured that the impact that we have is greater than we can see or appreciate. This is what Jesus means by the parable of the wheat that grows at the beginning. He says, you look at it, it's just a little sprout. You come back later, it grows up, and next thing you know, it yields fruit right before our eyes. So much of the process is a mystery to us. We decided to do some gardening this year. We try to do a little bit of gardening every year in the summer. And this year we got some seeds from the library. Did you know that the Upland Public Library has a seed collection that you can go and check out seeds, and you don't even have to bring them back. You can just keep them. And so we got some seeds, and we planted some varieties of corn in our little garden space in the back of the parsonage. And the children pulled out all the weeds, we tilled the soil, we added some fertilizer, we got it wet, we got the seeds, we planted the seeds, we covered them over, we marked where they were, everything was beautiful and pristine, and then our beloved dog, Ryder, decided that he would help. And so when we had left the area and we were cleaning up, we found him there just digging away where we had put the seeds. Oh, gosh, we were so disappointed. But we were very patient and loving with the dog. Please don't do that, Ryder. And I figured that it was a lost cause. But guess what happened? They grew anyway. Just yesterday, we were back there, and the corn is yay high. So Ryder the dog really did help us. I thought it was a lost cause, but there it is, growing right before our eyes. It's a miracle. This is what Jesus says about the kingdom of God. It surprises us. It grows and it sprouts up when we least expect it. It is a miracle each and every time. Life itself is a miracle. It's a gift to us. The mustard plant, the mighty cedar on Mount Hermon in Lebanon, the palm trees that the psalmist says are like the righteous. We will keep producing fruit even in an old age, it says in our psalm today. We will be like trees that are full of sap and always green. God will be the earth itself, a source of strength and protection. God will be the universe conspiring for goodness, bringing everlasting peace and justice. Amen. Please stand as you're able for our hymn of the day.